Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today, we're going to read the whole chapter of Matthew, chapter 28, the whole thing, because it's just so good, and I want to read all of it together. And then tomorrow, we'll just read something special, and then we'll start our new book on the 1st of June. Okay, so here is Matthew 28 in the Modern English Version of the Bible. I'm so excited to read it to you because it's the best news. Here we go. At the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his garments white as snow. The soldiers shook for fear of him and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Listen, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. As they went to tell his disciples, suddenly Jesus met them, saying, "Greetings." They came and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, indeed, some of the soldiers went into the city and described to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave much money to the soldiers, saying, "You are to say his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were sleeping. If this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you secure." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying has been commonly reported among the Jews to this day. Then the 11 disciples went away to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Amen, amen. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, we thank you for the resurrection. We thank you for this like crazy encounter of earthquakes and angels of the Lord descending from heaven. What must that been like? And the angel rolling back the stone and causing the soldiers basically to go catatonic, and the angel instructing the women, and the fact that you first appeared to the women is just so beautiful to me. And in a culture that didn't value women, you had them be the first reporters of the resurrection. Thank you, Jesus, for that. I'm so grateful. Lord, you already foretold all of this, and it all seems to make sense now. And I'm sure the disciples still struggled because it said they still struggled to believe. And yet this is the truth. You were buried, and you were in the grave, and you resurrected by the power of God. And then you gave us these beautiful words, the Great Commission. The first word of the Great Commission is all. All authority has been given to you. You are Lord of lords, King of kings. Someday every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord to the glory of God the Father. Someday all humanity will bow before you. But even now, all authority has been given unto you. Help us to live in light of that, that you have the authority, that you are the sovereign one, that you deserve our allegiance as the Lord, and we are your disciples. Lord Jesus, show us how to make disciples in today's world. Every epoch of time, we have had to learn how to contextualize the gospel to the people in our current world. And so we pray for that today. We pray you would teach us how to make disciples in a digital age. Teach us how to make disciples in a postmodern era. Teach us how to love people during this time without sacrificing the fidelity of your scriptures, Lord Jesus. Help us to teach others to observe all that you have commanded, to love you, to love others. It's that simple. And Lord, we just thank you right now that you are with us always, even to the end of the age. We rest in your provision of your presence right now. And Lord, I pray for my friend who's struggling, who just feels like they've been forsaken or you don't see. The truth of the scripture says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Would you confirm your presence with my friend today in Jesus' name? Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day on this 30th day of May. You are a blessing to me and you are so well loved by the Father. He loves you and he's brought you into his family. Rest in that today.